Today is Monday, the second day of Holy Week. On this day, Jesus will return to the temple and confront the money changers. Our passage is from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 11, verses 12 to 21. Listen. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not let anyone carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers." And when the chief priests and the scribes heard it, they kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of Jesus, because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. Then Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Here's how I hear the story. Jesus enters the temple a second day and confronts the behavior of the money changers and the sacrificial dove sellers. They are a part of what has gone wrong with the temple system. The city is overflowing with people who have come from the rural areas for Passover in obedience to God. But standing between them and their God is the temple establishment that requires the people, many of whom are impoverished, to pay exorbitant prices at unfair exchange rates for animals that can then be sacrificed. This, they are told, is the way to get right with God. Jesus overturns the tables of the money changers and the seats of the sellers of sacrificial doves. By this act, he directly challenges the religious and political establishment of the day and the source of its income and power. The situation is especially explosive because the city is packed with pilgrims and the authorities are on edge, watching for signs of trouble. It's no wonder that this act accelerates the movement towards the final showdown. Mark places the incident at the temple between the two halves of the parable of the fig tree. The fig tree dies because it is not bearing fruit. This is a metaphor for the temple system and its way of approaching God. Where do you think the religious establishment that Jesus confronted went wrong? Why was it no longer bearing fruit? Contrast this with the life of Jesus. How might his life show us the way to bear fruit in our own situations? Do you think this would involve praying more? Would it involve following his example as we love our neighbors? Think about what this passage might be saying to you, and then turn your attention towards God and pray silently for a few minutes, asking for guidance.